Yerine hoşi. 244. It is your duty to be exceedingly kind to every human being and to wish him well until you change the world of man into the world of God. Abdu'l-Bahá. The five little children were at the home for the elderly that was run by a friend of their parents. They were there to put on a puppet show for the grandmas and grandpas who lived there. It was a play about puppets of different colors in a village, learning how to live together in friendship, no matter what their color was. The children had been practicing hard all week, and the week before that, they had enjoyed making all the puppets out of red, blue, yellow, and purple yarn. They were standing beside the stage, getting ready to go on, when suddenly, little Anissa said, "I changed my mind. I don't want to go out there in front of everybody." And she threw down her puppet and looked like she was going to cry. "Oh, brother, here we go again," yelled Riaz as he clapped his hand over his eyes. Mother went over and put her arms around Anissa and asked her what the matter was. "What if I make a mistake?" she said in a small voice. "Everyone will laugh at you and think you are so, so cute," yelled Riaz. Yelling was his usual voice. "You're not helping, Riaz," scolded Mona. "Anissa-chan, why do you think we are doing this puppet show?" asked Mother. "I don't know," said Anissa, looking down and wiping the tears from her eyes. "To make the grandmas and grandpas out there happy. To help them so they won't be so lonely," explained Mother. "We are not doing this for us. We are doing it for them. That is what is called service. It is really just like prayer," continued Mother. "So even if we make a mistake and they laugh, that will make them happy and we will have succeeded," teased Shala. All the children laughed, and even little Anissa gave a little giggle. "You know," said Mother, "Abdu'l-Bahá spent his whole life serving others and trying to make everyone around him happy." "Yeah, don't you want to be like Abdu'l-Bahá, Anissa?" asked Asma. Anissa nodded her little head, "Yes." "Did Abdu'l-Bahá do a puppet show too?" she asked. Mother smiled. "Abdu'l-Bahá traveled all over the world to 9 different countries on 3 continents to serve people in many different ways." "Yeah, yeah, yeah," said Riaz. "But we really don't have time to hear all about that now. They're calling us up on the stage," said Riaz, jumping up and down. "Okay," said Mother. "Let's go out there and do our best to make all the people watching very happy. And tonight, after prayers, I will tell you some really nice stories about how Abdu'l-Bahá served people all over the world." "Okay," smiled Anissa. She picked up her puppet. It was the purple one. And the 5 little children marched out onto the stage. There were many smiles and tears on the faces of the men and women in the audience as they watched the puppet show. Perhaps they were remembering their own dear children and grandchildren. To be continued next issue. What is Christmas? Shala came in from school on a cold December afternoon, with a very sad look on her face. Mother was cooking dinner and little Anissa was playing with her dolls on the floor. while the older children sat at the dining room table doing their homework. "What's the matter, Shala?" asked Mona, looking up from her book. "Where's our Christmas tree? Where's our presents?" she asked angrily. Riaz laughed. "Good luck with this subject, Shala," Asma put in. "Well, Riaz, I remember when you were in kindergarten when we lived on Guam, you got a Christmas present, and none of us did." "Yes, I remember," said Mona. "You insisted on putting up a little Christmas stocking because you said your teacher had told you that if you did, Santa would put a present in it. We all laughed at you, but come Christmas Day, you had a tiny toy in your little stocking." "Yeah," said Asma. "We thought it was so unfair that we didn't get anything. And Mom said it was the rewards of faith, whatever that means." Anissa was very interested in this topic now. "Presents? Christmas tree? What?" Mother stopped what she was doing and came over to the children. "I guess it is time we talked about this again," she said, sighing. "I know a lot of your friends have Christmas trees and presents," Mother began.
"Duh," put in Riaz. "All of them."
"So, Riaz, please explain to Anissa what Christmas is," said Mother. Riaz shrugged his shoulders and said, "It is the birthday of Jesus Christ." "Yes, thank you, Riaz. Anissa, do you remember who Jesus Christ is?"
"Yes, he is a great teacher from God," answered Anissa proudly.
"Good," said Mother. "Christians, the followers of Christ, remember the day that Jesus was born every year at Christmas. People around the world even start the calendar from that date. Whatever year it is, that is how many years it has been since Christ was born. That is why it's called AD, which is Latin for in the year of our Lord. So Christians give each other presents to remember how God gave mankind the gift of this great teacher to teach mankind about love."
"Sounds good to me, so why don't we have presents at Christmas?" Shala said.
And wait, what about the Christmas tree? What does that have to do with the birth of Christ?"
"Ha," said Asma, "your logic is getting in the way of your greed for presents."
Mother smiled. "Good question, Shala." "So, where was Christ born?" asked Mother.
"Israel," answered Mona promptly.
"Yes, and have you seen photos of Israel? What does it look like there? Are there a lot of Christmas trees?"
"No, it's a desert," answered Mona.
"Yes, just sand and small bushes," said Asma. "The Christmas tree came from Europe, where Christianity became very strong. It comes from an ancient religion before Christianity. Many trees shed their leaves in winter and look dead all winter long, and in spring they get green again. But the evergreen Christmas tree is green all year long. So the evergreen symbolizes that God's love for mankind is always fresh and alive. At the top of the Christmas tree, Christians put a star. That star symbolizes the star that the wise men followed. The wise men were followers of Zoroaster and had come from Persia looking for the promised one. They followed the star that had been prophesied in their holy book. They found Mary and Joseph,
Jesus' parents," put in Riaz.
Mother continued, "and gave the baby Jesus gifts of gold and other precious things."
"So, Christians give presents under the Christmas tree," finished Asma.
Okay, so I repeat. Where are our Christmas tree? Where are our presents? Shala yelled. Everyone laughed at that. Mother smiled and went on to explain. We do believe that Christ was a manifestation of God, a great teacher from God. Who are some of the other manifestations of God? Buddha, Moses, Joseph, Zoroaster, Muhammad, Abraham, Baha'u'llah, the Bab. The children, even Anissa, shouted the different names all at the same time. Yes, agreed Mother. And do we have trees and presents for all of their birthdays? That would be nice, said Riaz. Oh, my allowance couldn't afford that, stated practical Asma. Nor mine, agreed Mother. Besides, the day that we remember when each of these manifestations of God came into the world is a spiritual and reverent time. We shouldn't spoil it by thinking of me, me, me. I want presents. So, Mother finished, we should say prayers on Christmas Day, thanking God for giving us Christ and the other manifestations of God. But we are not going to spoil it with presents for each other. Presents are for a yummyha. God gave us those 4 days just for fun and making those around us happy. Told you, Shala, said Riaz. Well, anyway, said Mona, a yummyha will be here soon, February 26th to March 1st. We get 4 days of a yummyha, and there's only one Christmas day every year. Yay, a yummyha, shouted all the children. Shala sighed and took her books out of her bag and started doing her homework with the older children, as Mother went back to her cooking and Anissa to her dolls.